all in leather. He was clothed all in leather, with a cap beneath his chin, singing howdy-do and howdy-do and howdy-do again. This rustic was a thresher, as on his way he hied, and with a leather bottle fast buckled by his side. He wore no shirt upon his back, but wool unto his skin, singing howdy-do and howdy-do and howdy-do again. I went a little further, and there I met a maid, a going milking, a milking, so she said. Then I began to compliment, and she began to sing, saying howdy-do and howdy-do and howdy-do again. This maid, her name was Dolly, clothed in a gown of grey. I, being somewhat jolly, persuaded her to stay, and straight I fell a-courting her, in hopes her love to win, singing howdy-do and howdy-do and howdy-do again. Said that I would married be, and she would be my bride, and along we should not tarry, and 20 things beside. I'll plow and sow and reap and mow, and you shall sit and spin, singing howdy-do and howdy-do and howdy-do again. Her parents then consented, all parties were agreed, her portion 30 shillings, we married were with speed. Then will the piper hear